children.
Finally, this half hour, if cleanliness is next to godliness, here's a boost for morale all round. A new invention that makes water better at washing. Put, probably much too simply, it boils down to the application of tiny ultrasonic micro bubbles. It's the baby of Dr. Peter Birkin, and joining us earlier from the University of Southampton, Professor Tim Layton.
We're talking about the kind of streams of water you would get from an ordinary kitchen tap if you turned it on at a gentle speed in order to wash your hands. You know, not so fast as you get lots of spray and splatter. So it's a gentle stream coming out of this tap. This device is the kind of plastic nozzle you fit on the end of a tap, and it converts the cleaning power of this stream to make it much more effective by adding in sound and bubbles. So, for example, we're always told that, you know, if you're visiting a hospital, you really need to wash your hands for 7 or 8 minutes, that kind of thing. What this will do is give that kind of cleaning power in the 30 seconds that people actually spend at a tap washing their hands.
And as I understand it, it uses less water, and it uses less juice, less electricity.
Yes, if you compare it, for example, with a pressure washer, the pressure washer uses a heck of a lot of water against the surface to clean it. It uses big, heavy pumps taking a lot of electricity, and you can't scale it up. You couldn't have one person holding 100 jet washers in a square of 10 by 10 to clean a larger area. Whereas this device uses a much slower stream of water, just 1 or 2 litres a minute. It takes about the same amount of electricity as a light bulb would, you know, 100 watts, something like that. And the water is cold, so you don't have to use energy heating up the water in order to get the cleaning effect first.
This is the question that I always take a deep breath before, Professor, because as a non-scientist, I'm afraid I'm not going to understand the answer. But how does it work?
What it does is we have a stream of water, we send bubbles down it, we send sound down it that hits the bubbles, and the ripples on the wall of the bubble generate this kind of shear that removes dirt.
Now, this has clearly been adjudged as highly effective. What applications come next?
Well, we know that cleaning is expensive. You know, it takes 100 tons of water to make 1 ton of wool. And we know that if you use water to clean down a nuclear contaminated product, as you might get in a nuclear power station, 1 ton of that runoff takes about £10,000 to process. So society really needs ways of having less water running off from cleaning and from cleaning without having to heat up the water in the first place. So we've got all sorts of applications, from foodstuffs to factories to hospitals.
If I fit one in my dishwasher, do I still need soap?
The device uses very little soap. We do add a little bit, but it's much more dilute than the sink water that you use for washing dishes. But we have developed a next generation one that currently isn't using any. It's just using water straight from the tap. But that's very much the next generation prototype. We see it as being very gentle when it comes to additives, which is great, because if you want to use it in an area where water is scarce, you don't want to pollute that water by adding too much soap to it. And similarly, you don't want a lot of runoff. You know, if you're cleaning out an abattoir and you're rinsing down all this muck and this grout, you don't want tons of water sloshing around entering the water supply. So using very little water and very little additives is key to this. That in turn means that you can start developing industries, manufacturing, pottery, this kind of thing, sheep shearing, which wouldn't be approachable if you had to use the kind of volumes of water that you had to use with conventional cleaning technologies.
Professor Tim Layton.
This is the BBC World Service. We'll soon have a roundup of the latest world news here on the BBC, with bulletins every half hour throughout the day. With more reporters in more places than any other broadcaster, you can be sure that when a big event happens, wherever it happens, the BBC's news gathering operation will be there to report on events. Our correspondents provide on-the-spot reports, insight and analysis of global stories from a variety of perspectives. Regional experts give a more in-depth picture of events, putting them into their wider regional context, enabling a deeper understanding of the background to the big news stories. You can find additional information to big news events online at bbc.com/news. Here you can read in-depth articles on countries and events, watch video clips, audio interviews and photo slideshows. Stay tuned for more news from the BBC.
Hello, welcome back to The World Today. It's 5.30 GMT.
Today, rescue workers in eastern Turkey search for survivors after another earthquake.
And why global warming is still such a hot political topic in America.
I still don't believe it's climate change based on what humans do.
Later, in South Africa, crunch time for Julius Malema and the ANC.
And the little delusions that help us feel just that little bit smarter.
Sports too, of course, all after this.